online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Josh Coop.
In the past hour, hospital staff have said 36 people are still being treated after Saturday night's terror attack in London. We now know 21 of those are in a critical condition. Dr. Malcolm Tunnicliffe is in charge at the Accident and Emergency Department at King's College Hospital. He's been thanking staff who came in the early hours.
Nurses, junior doctors, consultants, security, porters, and that gave us the ability to respond in an excellent manner. Everyone was very calm. Gave patients absolutely excellent care that you would expect on any normal day of the week.
More people have been arrested this morning as the police investigation continues. 7 people were killed when a van drove into crowds on London Bridge before a knife attack in nearby Borough Market. The Prime Minister says the terror threat level will remain at severe, meaning another attack is highly likely.
But it is now clear that, sadly, victims came from a number of nationalities. This was an attack on London and the United Kingdom, but it was also an attack on the free world.
Meanwhile, London's most senior police officer says they've now identified the 3 attackers who were shot dead. One of them was carrying an Irish ID card. Cressida Dick says the investigation is fast moving and people shouldn't be worried but need to remain vigilant. This man was at a restaurant in Borough Market when it happened on Saturday night. He's now returned to the area to pay his bill and thank the staff.
We were enjoying the best of London, and I can't help but think, if us having a meal, if us drinking gin and tonic, if me flirting with handsome men and hanging out with brilliant women is what offends these people so much, I'm going to do it more, not less. Because these people don't get to win. They don't get to change our way of life.
And there's going to be a vigil near the scene tonight.
KMFM News.
Also today, more than £2 million has been raised for the victims of the Manchester Arena bombing. More than 50,000 people went to a special tribute gig in the city last night. Claire has this report.
Ariana Grande told the 50,000-strong crowd that she changed the set list after meeting the mum of one of the victims of the terror attack at her concert 2 weeks ago.
She told me that Olivia would have wanted to hear the hits.
Other stars on stage included Katy Perry and Justin Bieber, who paid tribute to the 22 people who died.
We love you so much. To the families, we love you so much.
Liam Gallagher made a surprise appearance, teaming up with Coldplay's Chris Martin for the Oasis hit Live Forever. £10 million has been raised for the We Love Manchester Emergency Fund so far, with £2 million donated during the show.
Next, this lunchtime, with the election just days away, parties are back out campaigning this afternoon. An exclusive poll done for KMFM shows the Conservatives are expected to hold all 17 seats in the county. Support for UKIP has dropped, while more young voters are backing Labour. Sian Kerr is from Facts International, the company that carried out this research.
When UKIP voters were asked which party leader would make the best Prime Minister in 2015, 61% of them said Nigel Farage. Whereas this time around in 2017, only 22% of them feel that Paul Nuttall will make the best Prime Minister.
And you can see all those results at kentonline.co.uk. A man's been arrested in connection with 4 armed robberies in East Kent. 2 shops, a post office and a bookies in Canterbury, Chatham and Herne Bay were all targeted last week. The 22-year-old from the town remains in police custody this afternoon. And more than 1,000 people have signed a petition calling for a major lantern festival near Maidstone to be scrapped. Hundreds of them could be released from the showground at Detling as part of a special event in September, but people living nearby says it could damage crops and harm wildlife and livestock.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Superb sheds. Mention KMFM for a 5% discount.
Well, tennis number one Sir Andy Murray is 2 sets up in his French Open 4th round tie. He's taking on Russian Karen Khachanov at Roland Garros this afternoon. Murray leads 6-3, 6-4 in Paris. And there's reports today Chelsea's Eden Hazard has returned to London for treatment on a fractured ankle. He's thought he could be out for a couple of months now and might miss the start of the Premier League season. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.